And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of June, 2015. 1974, on this date, the first universal product code, the UPC bar code, was scanned at a supermarket. It was Marsh's Supermarket, Troy, Ohio. They scanned a pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum. The barcode had been patented by Joseph Woodland and Bernard Silver in 1952, but there wasn't a scanner for it until 1973. IBM put out a digital cash register and checkout scanner, and the grocery industry, which had been working with IBM on the invention, began requiring its suppliers to start putting barcodes on their packaging. 1997, on this date, an unemployed single mother named Joanne Rowling sat on a train and got the idea for a book about a black-haired, bespectacled boy who was a wizard and was just finding out about it, the beginning of the seven Harry Potter books. It's the birthday of Pearl Buck, Hillsborough, West Virginia, 1892, born to two Presbyterian missionaries who took her back to China, where she was raised, homeschooled in English by her mother in the morning and taught classical Chinese in the afternoon, famous as the author of the novel The Good Earth in 1931, about Chinese peasants trying to survive during a drought. 1948, on this day, Shirley Jackson's short story The Lottery was published in The New Yorker magazine. Story about a small town holds a lottery every year to ensure a bountiful harvest, names written on slips of paper, and the winner of the lottery is stoned to death by the townspeople. Jackson said she wrote it in about 2 hours, sent it to The New Yorker. The editors put it into print about 3 weeks after they received it. It drew hundreds of angry letters, including one from Shirley Jackson's mother, who said, "Why don't you write something to cheer people up?" And it's the birthday of the blues musician Big Bill Brunsey, born in Scott, Mississippi, in 1898, one of 17 children of parents born into slavery. He played the fiddle when he arrived in Chicago. He tried playing fiddle tunes there, but it didn't appeal to Chicago audiences, so he took up the guitar and became a blues singer. Here's a poem for today by Seamus Heaney, entitled Follower. My father worked with a horse plow, his shoulders globed like a full sail strung between the shafts and the furrow. The horses strained at his clicking tongue. An expert, he would set the wing and fit the bright steel-pointed sock. The sod rolled over without breaking. At the head rig, with a single pluck of reins, the sweating team turned round and back into the land. His eye narrowed and angled at the ground, mapping the furrow exactly. I stumbled in his hobnailed wake, fell sometimes on the polished sod. Sometimes he rode me on his back, dipping and rising to his plod. I wanted to grow up and plow, to close one eye, stiffen my arm. All I ever did was follow in his broad shadow round the farm. I was a nuisance, tripping, falling, yapping, always. But today it is my father who keeps stumbling behind me and will not go away. Follower, a poem by Seamus Heaney from his Selected Poems 1966 to 1987, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.